Coming to you from the greatest city in the world, Columbus, Ohio, this is the Fifth Line Podcast.
Excellent. Absolutely excellent.
Prepare yourself to be serenaded by 30 minutes of poetic podcasting perfection.
Gentlemen, you have my curiosity, but now you have my attention.
With Jordan Mills, Matt Pfeffer, and TJ Nokar, let's get this show started.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that?
Welcome in, everybody, to the Fifth Line Podcast. We're live here from Pastimes in Worthington for the CBJ Snapshot with Josh Anderson.
Yep, Boone Jenner has eluded us again.
He has eluded us again, but you know what? It's okay. Josh Anderson is a Blue Jackets player, and we are here, and we are supporting him. And there's a great turnout. The place is packed, but the place isn't that big. We're kind of cramped in a corner. By the Speedwell.
Nobody puts baby in a corner. We're also stuck
by the door where all the smokers go out to smoke. So it gets cold every now and then.
Drink a little drink.
Yeah. But, hey, the Jackets are coming off a nice little win. 3-1 over the Leafs.
Yeah. That was a big game for Mr. Eunice Corposalo.
I know. How many saves did he have?
41.
41
saves. We got outshot 42-22, but the Jackets still come out a 3-1 winner.
How about that?
And how about that? First point, Seth Jones.
Yeah, Seth Jones with his first point. There were goals from Jenner, Winberg, and Dubinsky with the empty netter. Winberg's goal was nice. The rebound.
Not Winberg's, but Doobie's was funny.
Yeah, that was frustration. He just
like, there you go, we're done.
Yeah.
No, Winberg, though.
See you later.
He had some fancy moves out there, right? You know, putting that one by Reimer.
Yeah.
I think it came off of what, a Falk rebound off of a Falk shot from the point.
I think it was a Falk. Is it a Falk or Johnson, I feel like?
I believe it was Falk, but all I know is that our defense, those guys were taking some great shots last night, getting them through traffic and giving our guys opportunities to put them on.
And we have a bigger lineup now in our defense. I mean, if you look at it, Falk, Jones, who else? I'm missing somebody.
Johnson.
Johnson's about 6'1". He's about our height.
Not my height.
Speaking of size, though, on Jones, I know I was
We're
watching.
We're getting height. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, watching watching that game last night, I think Jeff Rimmer and Jody Shelley pointed out that at one point he literally broke up two guys on one play just because of how big he is and how big of a reach that guy's got. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's a nice addition to size to the team.
Yeah.
But Jackets moved to 16-25-4 in the season, well on their way to a playoff berth.
Are you being sarcastic?
That was not sarcasm at all.
Oh, really?
We only got to win like 28 more games out of like
30-something. That was full on faith in this team. That's what that was.
I will go with your faith. Hey. Fifth line, hey. Let's go.
They call Toronto the hockey hub or whatever, you know, Hockey Central, you know, because that's where we've got one of the offices and stuff. And if we go up there and can beat them with a rookie goaltender, then of course we're going to the playoffs.
So be it, so be it.
And Rule 614 was not in effect last night.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a double negative. You're playing Toronto in Toronto, so it cancels it out. Yeah.
There you go.
But Jackets move on to play Colorado this Saturday night at Nationwide Arena. The Avalanche are currently 21-20-3 and 6th in the Central Division, which, you know, I don't know what that was.
We just had a random fan come in.
Yeah, but he was like trying to ask me a question in the middle of that. And
hey,
It didn't work out because it broke my concentration.
That's how you know we're getting famous. We're starting to be approached. People are trying to crash our show.
I'm pretty sure he was just drunk and asking what the heck's happening. But you know, either one, we'll go with that.
We're doing our homework.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought. But hey, yeah. Anyways, Jackets play Colorado Saturday, so make sure you're at Nationwide Arena.
We get a chance to sweep them for the season. Our first win was against Colorado.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we get to do, return of Jack Skilly and Blake Como, too.
And Bodnarchuk, if he's in the lineup.
Yeah, throw him in. Who knows? So it should be a good game on Saturday. Hopefully the place is packed like it has been the last few home games. So get some morale going. Home of the fifth line.
A lot of things coming up. TJ, what's coming up down the old schedule for
Blue
Jackets
to start, the Blue Jackets posted up today a nice little picture of the sheets of ice that are going down on the outdoor rink in the McPherson Commons again.
I'm excited for that.
Winter Park, presented by Worthington Industries, makes its return this season.
I can't wait to bust my butt in fall.
I just really
and embarrass myself.
I just want hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa.
Yeah, I want hot cocoa.
Like, you know, just like last season, they're going to have the rink out. I believe it opens up on Friday the 21st. You can go on their website. There's a whole list of public skating opportunities out there. But I know they're bringing back the big activity tent again, where they're going to have, you know, entertainment and whatever in there. And they're also going to have the, what is it, the replica locker room.
Oh, they're bringing back that again?
Yep.
Ooh.
I'm most excited for, we talked about it last podcast, but the outdoor practice they're having.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
I think that's going to be great. But knowing Ohio, like I said a couple podcasts ago, it's going to rain and it's going to be 60 degrees outside.
Well, yeah, the day that they do that. But then the days on either side will be about -2.
Yeah.
As long as the ice is still frozen, I will go out, put a rain jacket on, and watch.
Well, there's technology for that.
You know what? I'm not looking
at. Well, yeah, obviously, if they can have it frozen for a winter classic out in L.A.,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure they can have it frozen in January.
The one thing I'm not looking forward to, which while we had a great little cast of random surprise guests and whatnot, I'm not really looking forward to us being outside in what's going to be potentially extremely cold weather doing another outdoor podcast.
Yeah, last time was pretty unbearable.
Yeah, that was brutal.
I'm pretty sure. I don't even know. I don't even remember what we did on that podcast.
The worst part is the burn barrel was about 15 to 20 feet away from us, just far enough you couldn't feel the heat, but too far away that we couldn't reach it with all of our equipment on.
Yeah, we were supposed to have a special guest on, and that got canceled because of some diversity thing, but we were supposed to have Willie O'Ree on that night.
Yeah.
And then we ended up having Allie, who skipped out on school to come join us at Winter Park.
Now she's the OU Bobcat. But, yeah, she skipped out on her senior year. She's like, I'm going on lunch break. And so she heads on down there. But, I mean, like, that's how special All-Star the whole outdoor activities were for All-Star Weekend. It was just a great way of getting everybody out.
Yeah. Everybody was down there having a good time, and I'm looking forward to
I mean, when you run into, like, hockey players left and right walking downtown, that was the coolest part.
Yeah, I mean, Willie O'Ree was just chilling at our bar for a whole night.
The first African descent player just hanging out with us.
Yeah.
I mean, and he was really cool. We played a song, and he was getting down with everybody. I'm like, man, this guy can go.
Hey. Speaking of all-star activities, something that's making its return again this year, which has got us three feeling all warm and fuzzy inside because it's been renamed, the Fifth Line 5K. Last year we did the All-Star 5K run. It was the first one in Columbus. Well, they're bringing it back. And the best part about it this year, you get to finish at Center Ice in Nationwide Arena.
Yeah.
Do you actually run on the ice?
See, I'm not quite sure because if so, I don't know. Like, when I get there, I might not finish the race yet. I might just stop right at the Zamboni Tunnel and just watch everybody else as they try to run across the
ice. I am going to do the Foligno slide. I'm going to pay homage to the best goal and Blue Jackets history.
Going to do the rock and roll power slide.
I'm going to do the power slide, the soccer slide. I'm going to have my fifth one. I'm going to have my flag and my stick with me.
Oh, so yeah? You're going to carry that the whole time?
Yeah, but I'm not going to run.
Why aren't you going to run?
Because it's a 5K. It doesn't say I have to run the 5K.
Yeah, it actually does not. Yeah, I'm not going to be running either. I got a hockey game at 3 o'clock later that day, so I don't want to go and
I might bring my bicycle. Who knows?
Is that allowed?
I don't think so. Strollers aren't allowed, so I'm assuming bicycles can't be ridden in.
Things
well,
with
actually,
wheels.
If Bob can take his bike to the arena,
exactly.
Why can't Matt?
Why not?
Well, you're also not a Vezina-winning goalie. So.
But I can pay homage to Bob and Foligno. And then we can do the hug at the end. There we go.
Of course.
There should be players at the finish line at the center ice.
That'd be sweet. You know how we do the player pride tunnels for them? They should do the Fifth Line 5K pride tunnel for us.
Yeah.
Just sitting there slapping hands and everything, cheering us on as we make our way through.
High five. And then that same day is a B-Dubs viewing party, the 23rd, against the Bruins up in Delaware.
That it is.
Yeah. I mean, this is a busy day for Fifth Liners. Saturday? Busy day.
Wait, that just kind of proves the point or reason why the players won't be there to give us high fives. They're going to be in Boston. I think we'd rather have them there to play the game.
No. We'll just tell the Monster guys to come down if they're in town. We'll just be like, hey, Monster guys, please come down.
Yeah, I was going to say, we could get the guys on injury reserve, but hopefully by that point our roster is pretty much healthy again.
Yeah.
Something we've been waiting on. But, yeah, if you guys are interested, Fifth Line 5K, it's open to the first 3,000 people, but I'm pretty sure that there's still spots available. There's going to be a little after-race party on the in the plaza inside a Nationwide Arena.
I signed up last night. Actually, Jordan signed me up.
Yeah, I signed you up.
Yeah, and he was very generous with the year I was born.
I was sitting at the computer, and I was like, when was Matt born? Because I asked for your birthday, and I just thought 82. I gave him another 2 years.
He gave me another 2 years of my life, but I'm probably
80. Man, you're old.
1980, okay, 1990. Yeah. I'm not 80. I'm 1980.
I know that.
He is like the legitimate representation of an 80s kid. He spent from 80 to 89.
How much was?
But I grew up in the 90s, though.
How much was a tank of gas or a gallon of gas in the 80s?
I remember it being 89 cents at one point.
We're almost getting there. It's $1.59.
Actually, in the 90s, it was still under a dollar at one
yeah,
point.
Yeah, it was 89 cents. I remember that because my dad and I will always go to the truck stop down on Route 79 out in the county.
County.
The county. And we would get gas. It was always 89 cents. And diesel was always $1.01 or something like that. So, I have a photographic memory. It's weird.
Yeah, the only time you're going to get gas that cheap anymore is if you're like a longtime Giant Eagle shopper or something. And get
right
all those
now, it's $1.59 at Hilliard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it for $1.59 over on the east side, so.
I don't know what's happening. I don't trust it.
I don't know. Thanks, Obama?
I don't know.
No, apparently oil barrel prices are the lowest they've been in a long time.
Well, you know what's got fuel? These jackets. That's who's got yeah. fuel. We need to go back.
What a segue into something we're not prepared for right now.
You should be totally prepared to talk about jackets at all times. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about was the youth on this team. We have a really good core of youth that's coming up and proving that they can stay on this level at some point.
Yeah, wasn't there one of the games recently where every player, including the goaltender on the ice, was like under the age of 24 or
something
like that?
I think we have like right now 12 players under the age of 23.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But at one point, the entire ice was guys 23 and under out there, including the goaltender.
We had an AHL team out there. But they're proving themselves. They're scoring goals. They're staying in games for the most part. We've only had a couple hiccups here and there. But like the Carolina game at home last week, we lost in overtime. But we were right in the thick of things right toward the end. And then the Toronto game last night, Seth Jones getting his first point. Korpisalo, 41 saves. That's Bob saves totals right there. And so what you're seeing is you're seeing the future. You're not seeing the results quite yet, but you're seeing this team going up as a big whole group, possibly doing some damage here in maybe 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. I mean, right now, granted, there is, in fact, statistically a possibility that we could make the playoffs. You know, we're not actually eliminated yet. But at the rate where this season is going right now, the way I look at it is, aside from when guys come back from injuries and you have to put them back in the lineup, let some of these young kids play. You know, start setting constant lines. Let them get some time on the ice, get some time to gel together, because this is your future.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually these other older guys aren't going to be there anymore, whether it's shedding contracts or something like that. But you've got all this youth right now that's playing fairly decent for the limited amount of NHL time they've had.
And right. And this is barring all the trade rumors that you hear out and about.
Don't even get me started.
There
it's
was
like
one
every
today.
Single, yeah.
There's another one tomorrow.
Every writer from any other sports media outlet or whatever, they just need to close their laptops, throw their notepads in the trash can and step away for a minute. Just because we're in last place doesn't mean every player is up for trade.
Well, like me being the old guy, Reggie Jackson used to say, I'm the straw that stirs the drink. The keyboard warriors like to stir the drink. They like to stir up stuff, figure out what's going on. You don't have the insider information. Right now, the Jackets are concentrated on the core guys they have right now. Boone Jenner is proving that he deserves the alternate captain, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on you saying stir the drink. I mean, if they're going to stir the drink, they might as well at least serve it to me.
I would love a drink right now. But speaking of youth movements, there's somebody here tonight, Josh Anderson.
Oh, my God.
He also got his first goal last Saturday, so it's a big moment for him. And he's also going to be on the podcast. I think we forgot to mention that at the beginning.
Yeah.
He's going to be on
I don't know. I think we're just getting spoiled right now. We've been so used to having player after player week
know,
after
just,
week
yeah,
now.
It's just kind of like, yeah, whatever, you know.
Maybe we're moving up the corporate ladder. It's like, you know what? You're getting more important.
That's probably why where we're at right now feels smaller. Egos are getting kind of big because, you know, we're getting all these players on here becoming such a popular show that
well,
we just can't fit
I don't
in
know,
here anymore.
I don't know if you heard this from last week, but Scott Hartnell was my best friend.
Yeah, unfortunately, I heard that. Yeah, as the editor, I have no choice but to listen back to it.
Okay. But you know what? He's my best friend. That's all right.
All right, fair enough. But, he's going to be on the podcast, so we'll talk to him about his first goal, talk to him about a lot of other things. We've got some rapid-fire questions we're also going to be playing Would You Rather fifth line style. If you tweeted in at us anything Would You Rather type of question for Josh Anderson, we'll most likely be answering it. So stay tuned here on the Fifth Line Podcast. Up next, Josh Anderson from your Columbus Blue Jackets.
March with us with the official Columbus Blue Jackets app presented by T-Mobile. Get breaking news, real-time game updates, live radio, seat upgrades, and more. Plus, now high school and college students can access Rush tickets on their phone. Just download the app and select CBJ Student Rush in the menu. Tickets start at just $15 and include a free offer from Papa John's. Go to bluejackets.com/rush for complete details.
All right, everybody, welcome back into the Fifth Line Podcast. Jordan stepped aside for a minute because we have, from your Columbus Blue Jackets, forward number 34, Josh Anderson. Josh, thanks for being on the show with us.
Thank you for having me.
How was it over there taking pictures with everybody?
I mean, it was really good coming here and getting the call earlier today. I was pretty excited to see everyone out here and, you know, showing their support for the Blue Jackets. So it was good to see everyone here.
Yeah, Boone eluded us again. So
yeah, he's dodging us.
He's 0-2, that's for sure.
That's all right. Did you get a chance to see any of your pictures up there, though? They turn out well.
They turned out really well. I mean, a lot of the people were happy with them, so that was good.
From what I see, you're a pretty photogenic guy.
is that something that one dude says in there? I'm not sure, man.
Yeah, anyways, we'll just maybe I'll edit that out
later. We'll move on.
But so with that awkward question, here, let's follow up with another one. I told them I was going to plug this in. So what's the chances you would take on an alias tonight and go play an adult league hockey game? Because my team, we just won our championship and our new season starts up tonight. We could probably use an extra forward.
You know what? If I didn't have to skate this morning, I probably would. But
I'm sure what you guys do on the ice in the morning is a lot tougher than what we're doing out there.
Yeah.
Some adult league hockey. But, hey, it was worth a shot.
Exactly.
I mean, we probably have to put you down third or fourth line. So, I mean.
Man, really?
Yeah,
really?
And it doesn't pay well.
More of a first line guy.
See, that's me.
Yeah,
me and two of my teammates, we already have that locked down. But if you ask these guys, they always make fun of me and say that I'm out there playing against a bunch of 7 and 8 year olds.
That's right.
All right. Well, we got some questions for you, and I'm going to start off first. First and foremost, I want to tell you congratulations on your first goal. How did that feel? Get your first NHL goal. I mean, you know, you've been dreaming about it since you've been playing, and then all of a sudden it just comes in. You know, Reichel gives you a nice little pass back, puts it back in the back of the net, ties up the game. How'd that feel?
I mean, like you said, it was a dream come true. And, you know, every kid dreams about scoring their first NHL goal. And, you know, even playing in the NHL is pretty hard. So playing with Kirby Reichel for the last 2 years, it was kind of special for him to pass me the puck. And, I mean, you could see the excitement on both our faces when it did go in. So, I mean, it was very good, very exciting.
Yeah, that leap at the end, that was flashbacks of 2 seasons ago. We had that overtime win against Phoenix at the time, Arizona now. But that was right before we had clinched the playoffs. And it just looked just like that, everybody hopping up right there at the glass. But so I'm just wondering, does Kirby come back at you and say you owe him one now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he says he can't score right now, but I'm sure it's going to be coming. He likes to shoot the puck a lot, so I guess I'll have to hook him up pretty soon here.
I actually noticed that because actually I went to a Griffin's game. Oh, my bad. I went to a Monsters game a couple Sundays ago where you guys beat the Griffins 3-2 in Cleveland, and I noticed the yard sale that you guys had after the game. What happened?
You know what? It was just a big scramble in front of the net. I think Reichel, instead of passing to me, he wanted to wrap it around the open net, and time ran out, and the guys didn't like that, so I guess it was just a big scrum, and you know, it was good for me and Kirby to get a little scrum there and protect each other. So
so because he was greedy and wanted to go for the wraparound goal, it started a scrum because he couldn't beat the buzzer.
Exactly.
And you guys are building a good rivalry with those guys right now, Griffins and the Monsters.
It's Ohio versus Michigan. Of course, it's going to be a rivalry.
Yeah, I mean, two good teams going at it. And, you know, we don't really like playing each other, but it's one of those games where, you know, they're always good games for fans to watch.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't been to a Monsters game, I suggest it. Guys look good down not down there, but up there in Cleveland.
And I'm trying to get up there. I want to go up there for the Jackets theme nights, but it's always like a Jackets home game on the same night.
Oh, man, it was a great time. And you know, now that they're down here, seeing the success they're having on the ice down here, I don't know if they want to go back up to Cleveland.
No, you definitely want to stay up here. That's our dream,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got a chance. You played with Springfield, you know, before the move. And, you know, Springfield, every city's got their own. But how much more beneficial has it been for not only playing closer now to Columbus, but you get to play in, you know, a nice NHL-sized arena, you know, the Cavaliers have obviously helped shell a lot of money in that arena. You've got a bigger scoreboard than we've got in Columbus.
Yeah, it's definitely a huge upgrade. I mean, the fans are great here and a lot of huge support. And, you know, it's convenient being 2 hours away from Columbus. So whenever you do get the call up, it's a quick drive up here and you don't have to take that, you know, hour flight out of your way from Springfield to Columbus. So, I mean, it's a huge upgrade.
Yeah, just be glad that you're down here right now at this time of the year because lake effect snow and the cold up there is awful.
Oh, don't tell me about that.
All right. Now, this is something we do with all the players that come on our show. We do this thing called rapid-fire questions. We're going to ask you some off-the-wall questions. We need you to answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
All right? I'm going to let TJ start off with question number one. All right. Rapid-fire.
What is your favorite song currently on your playlist or your most played song?
Probably Luke Bryan. Sure Be Cool.
Country guy.
So this was right up your alley coming into Pastime tonight because they were just playing country like crazy.
Yeah, seriously.
The last couple guys we've had have all been Justin Bieber or something like that. So
Even
Hartsy, Hartsy's on the Bieber.
Oh, wow. Hartsy, you're going to have to tell him about that tomorrow.
Yeah, just get him.
Him and both of the Team IKEA kids were all over Justin Bieber.
All right, second, a player you model your game after. Who would, like, what NHL or player that you've ever been around would you model your game after?
I'd probably say Rick Nash.
Ooh, wow.
That's funny because just before you came on, Matt was saying that when he watches you play, he sees similarities to how Rick Nash used to play when he was here.
Right, yeah.
So apparently you're doing your job. So.
Well, I mean, he former one tonight. I mean, come on, man. Yeah, you got to keep the tradition
going. How
great
is that? Man. Used to grow up watching Nash play, and now he's playing for the same organization.
Exactly. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, now just switch your number to 61. We'll forget about it. No, I'm just kidding.
Now, this question is going to pertain to either Lake Erie or Columbus because, I mean, your time here has been limited so far. But who's the teammate you're closest to?
Closest to?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it going to be Reichel because the back and forth stuff, you and Kirby?
I probably have to say that, yeah.
Yeah, we've actually had him on the podcast. So, like, he said the same thing about you and I think it's Golubov and, you know, a few others, Chapu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All of us are pretty close, so.
Yeah.
It's tough.
All right. What's your favorite movie of all time? Straight up.
Oh, probably Step Brothers.
Hey, you and Reichel should be friends.
You know what? Because down in Lake Erie, all the guys call us Brennan and Dylan.
They do?
From Step Brothers. We're always doing everything together, so it's pretty funny.
I don't know if it's because he's been in Ohio long enough now or something, but you notice he does the same thing. Cleveland's north, and you still say down. Every time we refer to some place north of us in Ohio, it's always down.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's weird.
All right, next one. If you had to eat one meal every day for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Chicken parm.
That's awesome.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
I actually just had some amazing chicken parm in Colorado last week.
All right, next one, and this one's kind of hit you. I'm reading the wrong one.
You're on number six there, Matt.
Oh, sorry. I can't count today, okay? Biggest pet peeve.
Biggest pet peeve, traffic.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
Thank God.
I'll give you that.
Can't stand it.
It's like road rage just kind of gets you, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Do you at least live within walking distance of the arena so you don't have to deal with traffic?
Yes, very
bike
true.
There or something?
But coming from Toronto, living in Toronto, it's just like always
oh
traffic.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And we got to play in New York a couple days ago, and it took us like 45 minutes to get to the rink, and we were 10 minutes away, so it was.
What was it? Is it 905 that goes through Toronto?
Yeah.
I've been on that.
Yeah.
I know exactly how you feel.
I'm just glad that he didn't say that asking stupid questions was a pet peeve. Because if so, we're just going to have to
well,
cut
yeah,
the
Yeah, we're going to cut the podcast short.
All right, next one. What show do you binge watch on Netflix? Don't say you don't have Netflix. Hartnell already did that to us last week. That was
you
awful.
You know what? I do have Netflix.
You have Canadian or U.S.?
I have Canadian. Oh. I haven't. I mean, it switches over when you.
Oh,
go
it does it.
Okay.
I get Canadian stuff too, though. I watch Trailer Park Boys. So.
Right now, the guy's got me watching Making a Murder.
High five on that, man.
That's the big thing right now.
I just finished it up two days ago.
I just started it. I watched the first episode. So,
well, dude, it's such a huge conversation starter. Like, yeah. I don't. Are you talking to anybody on the team about it? Like, you're trying.
Everyone's
to
watch it. Everyone.
Oh man,
so it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many theories that comes out, and you think you're going to talk like 5 minutes about it, and you end up talking like a half hour about
exactly.
it.
You start to become a home detective.
Yeah.
But apparently they're bringing more now because it's all mostly on the defensive side. They're going
right.
to throw the other stuff out there soon, so you got more to watch when you finish it.
Okay. All right.
Here goes the next, the fun one now.
This
we
is
always
the fun
love to
one.
Find out who this person is.
Celebrity crush.
Jennifer Aniston.
Ooh. Wow. Friends.
He's going for the older ones, too.
Hey, you know what?
I mean, I've always had a crush on her.
But I mean,
but
you got to think, though, 50 years old, she still looks good.
Yeah. Really good. Really good.
Yeah, I mean, can't argue with that one.
Yeah.
You know, we're failing at rapid fire right now. These are not rapid fire.
These are not very fast. I'm sorry.
All right. Let's go back to I guess, I can't really say younger Josh days because you're not too old yourself already. But what was your first job?
My first job? Haven't really had a job.
Oh, come on now.
Head job, hockey player.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, at least he says.
I'd probably say cleaning my pool for my dad.
Okay, chores can count if you're getting paid for it.
I was at the time where I needed money because, you know, I was spending my summers working out and always on the ice. So my dad would be working and somebody needed to clean the pool, so that would be my chore for the day.
There you go, dedication stories for hockey right there.
All
right,
and last question. A teammate you would not want a room with?
Not want a room with?
Somebody who's smelly, they have, you know,
just don't pick
quartz.
Up after themselves,
yeah.
Anything like
this
that.
This is on Columbus?
Or, you know what, we'll let you go either way.
Yeah, Cleveland or Columbus, whatever.
Call
them out right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Gallant.
Oh, I can see that.
Gallant.
I can see that. I can see that totally. He threw down some fisticuffs when we were up there. So, I mean, he seems like that guy. He's just like, whatever, you know, throws everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was rapid-fire questions. TJ, you got anything else for Mr. Anderson? No. I want to say Mr. Anderson, like from the Matrix, like Mr. Anderson.
Everyone says that. That's right.
No, I mean, hey, we appreciate having you on. It was great. I know it was the last-minute thing you got called out here to do. But it's always great to see you guys get out here with all of us. We love interacting with you, and it was great having you on here. Hopefully people got to know you a little bit better now.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All of our 10 viewers.
Good. Viewers on a podcast, an audio show. But good luck with Kirby trying to get him that goal because I'm sure he's going to be howling down your back now to try and get that goal in
there. We'll know it happened because
I'll try to set him up.
All right. Well, anyway, that was Josh Anderson from the Columbus Blue Jackets. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it,
guys.
Hey, good luck the rest of the season, Josh.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Josh Anderson. He's quite a colorful guy, isn't he?
He has a lot of similarities with
Reichel. In terms of actual skin pigment, no. He's not a colorful guy.
Yeah, Jordan's back, by the way, guys. So, that was quite fun.
I had to go grab some beer. That's why
we are at the Budweiser snapshot, so it's only fitting.
Bud Light, Budweiser,
same difference.
It all goes in the same pocket.
And we're like in the shadows, if there are such thing as shadows at nighttime, of the Anheuser-Busch brewery too.
It's a very majestic building when you pass it at night.
It's actually one of this area is my old stomping ground when I first moved to Ohio. Yeah. I used to live between Worthington and Westerville.
Also, when you take 270 north at a certain time of day, you can like smell the hops.
As a kid, it smelled awful, but as an adult, I enjoy the smell.
Yeah,
I was about to say that. I was like, you can go in there.
I worked off of Schrock Road for a while. And I would pass that. I was younger. I was like 18, 19. I wasn't really a big beer drinker. I was still not 21.
You were not a beer drinker.
I mean, I didn't drink alcohol then. What are you talking about? I would always pass that. I'd be like, what is that smell? It smells terrible. But, yeah, now when you pass it, it's like, all right, I like it. Not bad.
Yeah, but so, guys, what else do we talk about now? I mean, we've covered quite a bit.
Yeah.
Snapshot is coming to an end now. We just had a nice little chat there with Josh.
I mean, we got games coming up, man. I mean, that's all we got to do is make sure the fifth line knows that there are games at Nationwide Arena.
Colorado this Saturday, Nationwide Arena, 7 o'clock. Be there.
And then we have a three-game stretch, though. We have Washington on Tuesday, and then on Thursday we have Calgary.
Yep.
So we got quite a bit. And so we're gonna play Washington again after we beat them probably about 2 weeks earlier.
Not to mention there's also some road games. So if you're out watching somewhere or even if you're just at home and you want something fun to follow along with, then why don't you follow us on the Instagrams and Twitters and all that stuff. You've got at the CBJ Artillery, at CBJ _Nation. Personal ones, you got, oh, God, Matt Pfeffer with his obsessive amount of Fs. Pfeffer, Pfeffer.
You know what? Blame that on Germany. I dare you to blame that on Germany.
So many Fs in Pfeffer there. You got Jordek and TJ Nokar. Mine's very original.
Yeah, and anyway, we appreciate you guys listening to us. I mean,
we do.
Maybe next time we're going to have another big surprise guest. We don't know.
They just
keep throwing them at us now, really.
They tell us the day before, usually.
Yeah,
yes, you guys are confirmed for this person.
Yeah.
But we like it. We like talking to these guys.
We love you guys for listening to us.
We do.
You can find out more about these guys through us now.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for us here from Worthington at the CBJ Snapchats. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time here on the Fifth Line Podcast.